The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick are your morning boost to get you day ready. And the Trade Institute of Victoria will get you job ready. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tiv.vic.edu.au.
Rolling.
It's podcast time. And just before you hear the show that happened on Monday the 20th of March, let's talk about some of the things that happened. It was a big, fun show. Let's debrief.
It was a good show.
Oh, there was that moment, though. So we had Dr. Chris Brown and Julia Morris in talking about I'm a Celebrity going into the jungle.
Which you'll be doing.
And then, well, no, I'm going away for
that's
work
what, that's
next
what we're
week.
Alluding to, because you're going away for 3 weeks. So we alluded that you were going into the jungle. And then Julia brought up how you two are always on magazines together.
Chris and
as
I.
As a couple.
Yes, not Julia and I. Chris, yeah,
Chris
and
Chris
I, yeah.
alluded to how you two, you're talking
yes.
about Chris.
Yes, that's
no, wait,
right.
You'd have to reset everything.
No, I'm
if
not.
People are dumb enough to think that, it's on them.
Okay.
It's on them.
It's on them.
Sorry, it's my job description. I'm
no,
a resetter.
This is a podcast. Okay. You're not a resetter for a podcast.
Surely podcasts deserve resets
no,
too.
No, podcasts don't reset.
No.
They don't reset, mate.
Okay.
There's no
Sorry.
Resets. It's like a TV
my
show.
Bad.
In TV shows, they don't go... They don't come back after you do a, like a big scene. They go, in the last scene, I did this.
Okay. Yeah. My apologies.
Anyway, we're talking about what Chris, Dr. Chris would be like in the sack. Would be
well,
a
no,
good,
what
would,
happened
would he,
was our microphone.
Would he be a good rooter?
I am going to help you reset here because that was during a song. So then they left the studio. They were no longer here.
Mm.
And these microphones, sometimes they're on and you don't know they're on.
Yeah.
And there was a mad panic from Josiah and Darcy, our producer, who was... They were like, what's going on? The mics are on. And no, I wasn't part of that conversation.
Yeah, you were.
Feb, it was you, 100%
you. Were
you
were part of it. And I said, because we were talking about it, because he's a beautiful man, big looking man. I said, oh, he'd be like in the bedroom, you know, with his partner or girlfriend or wife. He'd be a real lover. Like he would talk really nice and he wouldn't be like a... That's what we're talking
That's
about.
That's what you were talking about.
No, you were part of it. Don't distance yourself.
No.
Are we one in all in?
No, we're all in, but...
But were you in that conversation?
I was busy working out what's coming up next. That's what Josiah and I do.
No, no,
all Fee said was
on,
I
I'll
concur.
Get the clip from the show going, sorry, I was in a conversation. I didn't read what we were
no,
doing next.
Josiah and I were very busy
we were
working on the cocaine cat. That was the next bit.
You thought he'd be a mad rooter.
You did, Nick. That was you, Nick.
That was me.
That was
and
all
you can take that to the bank. Nick Cody thinks Dr. Chris Brown, mad rooter.
Yeah. So do I.
I said that.
Darcy!
See, I don't really, I reckon he's just nice. Just a lovely man.
He could
man.
Be nice and a mad rooter.
See, here's the thing. I didn't even say that. I just said it as a joke. And now Darcy's popped in with her true feeling.
Renee?
Oh, 100%. I'm with Darcy.
He's a Newcastle boy too.
Yeah, great. We love
it. What a wedding that'd be.
James Blake, any opinions on Dr. Chris Brown?
He's funny. He looks good. So shit root.
Oh.
To quote when he left, I put him in the lift and I said, he is a daddy.
Daddy. Oh, she said that to me before too.
What?
There's lots to think about there, isn't there? Anyway.
Mate, this is going to be the best podcast
enjoy
ever.
Our chat in the recap from today's show.
What do you think, Fee?
I just think he's a lovely guy.
101.9 The Fox.
Big story last week following former AFL players. There's a class action against the AFL for concussion.
It's about 200 players, Boxy.
200 players.
Which
and
is a
it's
lot.
All about this CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yes.
Oh, have that a crack. Which is a progressive and fatal brain disease associated with repeated traumatic brain injuries. And I saw only yesterday Gary Ablett Sr. He's revealed that he's suffering from brain damage as a result of multiple concussions suffered during his career.
And it's pretty prevalent also in the NRL. And, you know, a couple of years ago, one of my old junior teammates, Shane Tuck, passed away and they did a scan on his brain and he had this disease. So, you know, it's prevalent. And as you said, Gaz Ablett Sr. revealed his scan that he had because... you know, he's had a depression and he gets blackouts and headaches and migraines post-footy. So I started thinking, God, because I got knocked out a few times in my career. And back in the old days, it's hard to say because you don't want to go against the AFL players going into this class action. But I remember someone told me back in the day, because you have to do, over the pre-season, you do a concussion test. When you're not concussed. So when you do get concussed, you do the same test to see how close you get to doing what you did over the preseason. So they'll say, just don't do it to your best. So if you do get knocked out,
fudge a few answers.
Yeah. Because what it is, then, it's like a square and it equals one, and a square with a circle will be two. So they have all these different pictures up, and you've got to put the right number of what they are on the test. And you've got like 30 seconds to a minute to write down. So I remember I used to just always get it a bit short. So when I got concussed, I could still play, because you want to play footy. And that's what I wanted to do, because none of this was around back in the early 2000s, speaking about head knocks, because you don't think about that when you play footy. But I played a fair bit when I was concussed, and most players have, and most players do. But now they've got a great protocol in. If you get hit, you have a HIA, and if you fail the test, you don't play for like 11 days. But we do play a contact sport, so this is going to happen. But, you know, I get migraines all the time, but I don't know if it's because of this that I've been hit in the head. And people say, oh, you didn't get knocked out too much. But I remember when I played as a forward, like a boxer, I got hit in the head a lot, because when the defender's trying to punch the ball, they usually punch the back of your head, and it'd hurt. Like, you'd always have lumps on the back of your head. So not to the extent where you're getting, like, KO'd out cold like some players you see where they're, you know, they're asleep for a little bit, where I consistently every game would get hit in the back of the head 3 or 4 times. That's like a boxer getting punched in the head. So today I'm going to get a CT scan of my scalp. Hopefully it's just a hamster running around a Ferris wheel up there, because it won't be too much up there. But I'm quite nervous about it, because they've got a lot of diagnosis, health links to certain things. And I think gambling was one.
Concussions.
So there's a lot of things that I tick boxes in. Addiction. So we'll see how it goes, and I think tomorrow we'll have the results. So hopefully they do come in and do the results, because
you're fine.
If it doesn't, we might be in a bit of trouble.
Well, if we never mention this again.
Yeah. But you don't know what's going to happen. You know, I don't think I've got any brain damage, but, you know, just go on. Do you think I do?
No, I just think if you've been knocked in the head a bunch of times,
don't know. Like, some of these guys forget, and they've got really bad memory loss, and my memory's pretty good. But I do get really bad migraines, and I don't know why. And I've had them for a long time. Not headaches, but I don't really get headaches, but migraines are like, like your head's going to blow off. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, let's find out. So you're going to go and do it today. Yeah. So hopefully we get the results tomorrow or Wednesday. We're going to get them live on air, and I'm sure you're fine, fam.
Because I do speak to a lot of players, ex-players, that have going through this CTE. Well, they don't know if they've got it, because you can't tell if you've got it until you're dead, because they do a scan on your brain.
So what do they find out?
This would be like if your brain's had trauma over the period of that time. Because I remember speaking to Greg Williams. He came out famously a couple of years ago saying that he can't remember he can't remember anything. Talk about the grand final. He's like, I don't remember. He won like the Norm Smith, just because I just can't remember. Sean Smith, the guy who took the big mark of the century.
Mark of the century, yeah.
He has really bad memory loss and can't remember things as well. So, you know, it's really prevalent in our game, and hopefully there's no way around it. And the only way you get around it in our sport is the physicality's got to stop.
Helmets?
Well, I've always said that from a young kid. Remember, I think I might have done a rave on this years ago, Boxy, saying it should be compulsory for all junior footy players to wear helmets. No one wore helmets back in our day, because you'd get bagged and get bullied.
You did do this rave.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And letting you know, in case you go,
I'm positive I did. But I think AFL players, but you see in the NRL, I mean, and the NFL, when Will Smith did a movie about the concussions and head knocks, they wear helmets and they still get concussed. So it is a might stop it, but there's no evidence.
Maybe we just stop footy.
Well, it's about head hits and physicality. And I heard a talkback radio station talking about it on the weekend, and they were saying it'll change our whole game. If this gets through, there'll be no, our sport is so unique around the world, and it's our game because of the physicality. Because in our sport, you can get hit from anywhere. And that's why the Americans are like, you blokes are crazy, because I could leave for the ball and get hit from behind, from the side. If your peripheral vision is not to what it should be, then you're going to get hit. And I know Justin Kaczynski got hit a few times. Yep. Mate, his peripheral vision's no good. And, you know, Jonathan Brown had a lot of head knocks. He used to walk into walls. because he couldn't see it.
Mm.
They always say how brave he is because he used to go back, but he used to not be able to see anyone. So he just goes back thinking no one's there, where I used to see everyone and I'm like, I don't want to get hit. But it's there's no way around it other than to change the rules, and I don't want the rules to change. So it's going to be an interesting outcome for this, and we'll see the outcome of mine tomorrow,
yes,
hopefully.
Let's find out what's going on in your head.
Is anyone coming? I'm a bit scared. It's like when you want your mum to come when you go to the dentist.
We can see if Cass is available.
Oh, JB's coming.
That's it. We'll tune into the Fox tomorrow or Wednesday. We'll have those results. We'll bring them to you live right here.
101.9 The Fox.
Time to give away an answer for Alpha Bucks on Tuesday the 21st of March. If you're listening to the show, this will be an answer. It'll make you that much closer to $10,000.
Yeah. And me and Nick answer it.
Okay, the letter's P. Different.
Yep.
Okay, this will be the question. A clothing brand.
Puma.
Bang.
Wow. Oh.
Perfect.
What is it? Patagonia.
There we go. Either or.
Sorry, what?
Patagonia.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is Patagonia?
Never heard of Patagonia.
I haven't seen Puma since my footy boots in 2003.
Is it a brand?
Yeah.
And is it easier when you've got a 30-second quiz?
Definitely quicker than Patagonia.
Puma.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nix. Lie Detector Week.
Last week was Lie Detector Week. The three of us, Fev, Nick and myself, were put on lie detectors and they were quite telling. We were honest. There had to be some heart-to-hearts after those very revealing interviews.
Mm. Nick and I had the hardest questions. We nailed it.
You kidding?
You lied a lot.
I did. Got caught out. I got busted lying a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yes. But I still, I did say I had a crush on someone, and everyone's asking me who that is.
Yeah, who is it?
I was joking. That was a lie. I don't have a crush on anyone.
Why did you bring it up then?
Yeah, because you wanted to talk about it.
I'm bringing that up because literally people keep asking me, and I'm like, I was making it up. It was a lie.
No, seriously.
It was a lie.
Who was it?
It was nobody. But after we did our...
I reckon it was Phil.
Who's Phil?
Good one.
After we did our lie detectoring with Charles, who's the professional lie detector analyst...
And Leon, his sidekick.
Yeah, Leon just
Leon got carried away,
staring at us. Then our boss, Mad Mando, she was strapped to the lie detector for some hard-hitting questions.
She'd be a good liar, I reckon.
I don't.
We did a prank on you and she nailed it.
So, yeah, she was very good at that. Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear how Mad Mando, our boss, went on the lie detector.
Have you nearly fired anyone on the team?
No.
That's inconclusive.
Don't you think I have I?
Don't know, I'm not you.
Not that I recall, no. Can you say the question again? Have I wanted?
Have you nearly fired? Have you thought about?
What about, have you wanted to fire someone on the team?
No.
That is a fail.
I don't believe that.
Okay, then we won't try anymore.
I don't know who I want to, though.
I don't know either. Let's move on.
That's interesting.
If it's me, I'm just going to move on swiftly.
It's a worry.
Nah.
She wanted to fire
She hasn't got the power for that. Don't worry, bro.
Well, look, after Man Mando went on the lie detector, Josiah, you had a shot at the lie detector and you were asked some curly questions. Shall we hear how you went?
Not really.
Do you think your name should be in the show's title?
No. That is a fail.
Oh, come on.
Do you think you're the best looking in the team?
Yes. That is a pass.
Oh, this has got to be real. I lied for both of them. He's not wrong.
He's not. You're not wrong.
There's a lot of Byrons about that, isn't it?
No.
Well, I'm just trying to... Let's think about this. Fifi, Fev, Nick and Josiah.
Catchy.
It's long.
Too many syllables
Josiah
in my name.
Josiah and the rest.
Yeah, too many syllables. My one name equals pretty well all three of yours in the one.
What was your other last name? Like Cameron or something?
Cameron, yeah. Same thing. Wouldn't work.
No.
And I didn't mean that. I was trying to do a Fev and defeat the lie detector.
No, don't. Lie.
There's a great video up. You can check it out now. Fifi, Fev, Nick, Instagram, Facebook as well.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Paris Hilton, she's made headlines. She's released her book. She's had a baby, got a baby son. Yeah. She's had a baby. I read a funny story on the weekend, actually. Her mum, Kathy Hilton, who I love.
Housewives.
She's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But she's so she married into the Hilton family because they weren't – she doesn't come from a wealthy family herself. Married into the Hiltons. But she's just cray-cray. Like
she's in a rehab a few
she's
times.
She's on that – has she, Kathy? No, that's Kim. That's her sister.
Oh,
Kim
sister.
Richards.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, but Kathy's just on. I'm going to say. I'm going to guess she's on some relaxants.
Oh yeah,
I quite like her on that show. I think she's amazing.
Oh, she's my favorite character.
Yeah, I reckon she's mine too.
She's walks into a kitchen and has no idea what. Like she's never had to pick up a utensil since she married into the Hiltons. She just has no idea about
how
much.
Good's their getaway holiday in Aspen. Oh, God.
So, but I read on the weekend Paris walked in with a baby because Paris had the baby via surrogate. So no one really knew she was having the baby because someone else was actually gestating the baby for her. And she walked in and her mum's like, "What's that under the blanket?" Mum, it's a baby. I've had a baby. What? Like, I just love that, that the mum has no idea. Anyway, she's had the baby, Paris. She's also promoting her new autobiography she's written. So she appeared on a talk show in the UK and everyone's been blown away by her voice because she has now famously talked about this. When she was doing The Simple Life with Nicole Richie and when she was doing all her, you know, walking around with a chihuahua in the bag.
When she was hanging out with Millsy.
Yeah, she was putting on a voice.
Oh.
So, okay, here she is over the weekend talking the way she actually talks. This is Paris Hilton.
This is my real voice. That was just a character I was playing. We were at the Beverly Hills Hotel and after party in our friend's bungalow and we were bored, so we just...
And we're like, we need to get out of here.
We snuck out the window.
So to compare, let's listen to her voice, let's say, 15 years ago at the height of her fame.
Ugh, the creepy blue dinosaur bird. These remind me of turkeys, but less hot. I hate turkeys. One time a turkey chased me. It was traumatizing.
It's such a LA voice. That actually sounds like Kim Kardashian. Yeah. It's such a... I think you've got to try to sound like that.
California girl.
California girl.
And a bit of that vocal fry.
It's Instagram people, bro.
It is, isn't it?
Because, mate, Mia does Instagram things. And I'm like, who the hell is that? What's that voice? She's like, now they talk on the Instagram.
I'm going to try it.
And then she...
Let me try it.
Yeah, why? Why would you try it?
Just want to
see if I can do it. You've been a broadcaster for 20 years.
I just want to see if I can do a funny voice.
Don't get a voice from 20 years ago. It's a bit different.
So
that's what we should have.
If I was doing on Instagram, what would I do? Just say hi.
Just promote. Promote your book.
I've got a book. It's called Posy Pearl. It's a curious girl.
That voice isn't for children's books.
That's the OnlyFans page that you need to get put your foot on.
101.9 The Fox.
Remember how emotional we were the middle of last year when Neighbours was given the you're done, KO, over.
Especially for us past cast members. It was very sad.
Well, you were a cameo. I had a six-month stint. That's an actual role in Neighbours.
My wife stole Delta Goodrum's boyfriend.
Luch, 100% cast member. We were so sad about it. We, in fact, broadcast the show from Neighbours. We were the last people to ever stand on the set of Neighbours. Yeah. We walked off with the Ramsey Street sign.
Goodbye, Neighbours. It's midnight.
Oh, so emotional.
Robinson's wives, there's more than we'll
Steph and Dennis
what a jingle.
It was a great memory. And then Neighbours came back, which, let's be honest, it was a wonderful thing. It's been saved and so many of the big stars are back. Can't wait to see them. And it's going to be really exciting to have Neighbours back. But I can't help but laugh and think about the big stars that came back for that final episode.
Yeah.
And tip my hat to Guy Pearce, who was...
He was brilliant.
I mean, he was incredible. He held those last three episodes. I mean, he was essentially the narrator, almost walking through all the memories. And then everyone came back. Now, Guy has spoken out. When Neighbours got resurrected, he was interviewed. And he did have a bit of a crack at the production chiefs. He was referencing the fact that they had brought it back. And he said, look, I don't want to say it was a waste of time, but still.
Yeah.
So I think he would feel like, well, I went back
moment.
And did that. It was a beautiful,
was a beautiful moment.
Moment.
He was brilliant.
But then Kylie Minogue, who as we've since spoken, I think, to the production, the elements of production that wrote the script. Because what we all noticed about Kylie, it was the biggest comeback, her and Jason Donovan.
Huge.
you know, Scott and Charlene coming back. But Kylie hardly spoke.
Hardly.
She didn't speak at all.
Well, we've got some of the highlights.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at this, huh? Crazy, crazy. We made it, huh?
Ooh. Home sweet home.
Harold! Where are the kids?
So that's her full performance. They were the only
home
words.
Home sweet home.
Yeah.
But what had happened was they hadn't written the script yet. So Kylie's availability to come and film it.
Didn't they film it in England?
No, they filmed it here, but she had a window where she could come and film it. But the script writers were scrambling, going, we haven't even thought about what that last episode looks like. So that's why Kylie barely spoke in that last episode. And now,
come on. The only thing she's got, my nan's got it knitted at her front door, home sweet home. You don't just anything, say
anything.
She might come back for the first episode.
And then according to the Mail on Sunday in the UK, a source says that Kylie is apparently a bit annoyed about it. She's wondering, and the others are wondering why they made the effort to go back when they were told it was the end.
No, so I don't like this because they all said the same. It's such a shame this is coming to an end. All these jobs in Australia that are gone. What a disaster. It's been such a great breeding ground for so much talent. Then Amazon's like, we'll help out. And they're like, what are you doing that for? You're like, saved all the jobs.
Yes, so that moment at the Grammys where Ben Affleck and J-Lo appeared to have a little problem. And you'll remember there were people, lip readers, Daily Mail, don't they love that? They hire lip readers. And they claimed that J-Lo was saying to Ben in this testy moment, stop, look more friendly, look motivated. So
I
that's
think
what
J-Lo we- only had the problem. I thought Ben was a bit shocked, was he?
Yeah, well, Ben, the whole joke at the Grammys there? Was Ben looked bored and disinterested, and there were all those viral videos of him just looking bored.
But it would be.
Absolutely.
He's always got a 1,000-yard stare on him.
All he wanted was to go outside and have a dart.
I know.
That's all he'd be thinking.
But that's always how he looks. Yeah. He always looks like there's a big ashy cigarette hanging out of his fingers. He hasn't flicked it for a bit.
Well, he's finally opened up. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, he cleared the air and he explained, and I actually think this is very funny. He said this. I'll read the quote. I saw Trevor Noah. He was the host of the Grammys. I saw Trevor and I was like, oh, God, they were framing us in this shot, but I didn't know they were rolling. So he leaned in to J-Lo and I was like, as soon as they start rolling, I'm going to slide away from you and leave you sitting next to Trevor. Which I just think is so funny.
Yeah, good guy.
He's like, I'm going to leave you. And then she's gone, you better effing not leave. That's a husband-wife thing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of fun, a bit of bants. I think
that's good.
Fine.
Good chemistry.
Yeah, there we go. So they're all good guys. No, no problems there.
Wonder if they'll write that up in the Daily Mail.
Doubt it.
Nah.
Not as interesting.
Doesn't sound
sus.
Hey,
he's in a new movie, Nike, which would be great. Ben Affleck.
No, Air.
Air, sorry. Can we go see it?
I'm going.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Last night I was like, oh, we'll go see that with
we'll
Nick.
With you.
Yeah, you come with me. Well, when are you going?
Huh?
When are you going?
Premiere.
Oh, big dog.
Yeah. Look out. No, it sounds good. Movie about shoes.
Be amazing.
Scintillating.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
It's about signing Michael Jordan.
Okay.
To a shoe brand before when he was in like college.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Can you just read that on Wikipedia?
No, I saw the...
No, but I can just read about that, can't I?
Isn't no, you've got to go through all the process. Matt Damon's in it.
What's the process, though? Isn't that boring?
What?
No, but that's how they make it exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's a movie.
That's how movies work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need a good narrative, a good, like, cliffhanger, the jeopardy, the drama.
Will they or won't they sign Jordan?
Well, we know, but I've worn Air Jordans, so I know they do.
But aren't you interested to see how it comes about?
When have you worn Air Jordans?
No, I know.
No, I
haven't. Yeah,
God. Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Fifi, Feb and Nick have got everything you need to start the day.
And the Trade Institute of Victoria have everything you need to become a registered builder.
All accredited courses are under government funding and available to eligible applicants.
Head to tiv.edu.au to find out more.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.